Welcome to a late night edition of Critical Thinking. I'm your host and producer for this series, Andrew Pattner. We're going to do a sort of cabaret concert program in memory of two wonderful performers who, fortunately, I can say were also dear friends, the great Johnny Frigo, a Chicago native and a Chicago legend who was 90, bass player turned violinist, composer, anchor, everything. And another John, John Wallowich, both gentlemen coming from the south ends of rough and tumble old American cities. Johnny Frigo from the far south side of Chicago, John Wallowich from South Philadelphia growing up, both of them poor, in poor neighborhoods in the Depression and pre-Depression, etc. John Wallowich, a great cabaret performer, pianist, piano teacher, mentor, and songwriter, who died at the age of 81 or 83, if I recall correctly, in Manhattan. And thought we'd sort of walk you a bit through some of their own performances. I wish I could bring you, and I will on a later program, some more and some different John Wallowich numbers, including one that he wrote for, or at least was certainly made most well known by, Blossom Dearie. Bruce was the name of that song. Bruce, you shouldn't wear puce, among other rhymes in that song. But we couldn't get you the Blossom Dearie recording and a couple of the others we would have liked to have brought to you. So mostly Johnny Frigo, which is just fine. We could do several programs of Johnny Frigo and some John Wallowich to boot, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them as we go along. Back around 2000, 2001, when Toulouse on the Park was still going here in Chicago, a wonderful singer out of New York who had made Chicago a regular stop, even a kind of second home over the course of the 1990s, Philip Officer. Philip Officer would play Toulouse and would always sit in, hang out on Monday nights when Johnny Frigo and Joe Vito would host their drop-in request night, no-cover night every Monday. And he came to me once and said, "Do you think I could get Johnny to do an album with me?" And I said, "I'm sure he'd love to do it." He says, "Do you think Joe Vito would participate?" And Jim Cox, great Chicago bass player, session man. I said, "Absolutely." And we worked hard to make sure that things worked out right for everybody's schedules. And fortunately, there was a record company now defunct called Jerome Records. And along came a great CD, Philip Officer, Hoagie on My Mind, the musical world of Hoagie Carmichael, with Philip Officer, Johnny Frigo on violin, Joe Vito on piano and accordion, and Jim Cox on bass, all of it conceived and produced by Philip Officer, and it came out in 2001. So let's hear, and I think it was recorded right here in Chicago at Sparrow, Sparrow Sound Design. Joni Pilato was the producer for this album, and the Davenport's Club, which had taken over some of the business of Toulouse after Toulouse closed, was sort of the laboratory for this great project, which was very well received by Stephen Holden in the New York Times and elsewhere. So how about to open a little mini set of Hoagie Carmichael, Stardust, words by Mitchell Parrish, 1928, and One Morning in May, done as an instrumental, though also there were words by Mitchell Parrish from 1933, and then Lazy River, words from 1931 by Sidney Arredondo. Hoagie Carmichael would write a tune, and sometimes the tune would then have no lyrical or text concept to it, and along would come Mitchell Parrish or somebody else and make it the inevitable song, or make it the song it became, which seemed inevitable, such as Skylark, Johnny Mercer's lyrics, Stardust, Mitchell Parrish's, etc. But in any event, Stardust, One Morning in May, Lazy River, Johnny Frigo, Philip Officer and Company.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall when stars are bright. You are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart it will remain, the stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
A lazy river by the old mill run. That lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes a bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you can be. Up a lazy river with me. Up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you can be. Up a lazy river.
Stardust, One Morning in May, Lazy River. The world, the musical world of Hoagie Carmichael, the world, the musical world of Johnny Frigo there, supporting and being supported by Philip Officer, that's two L's in Philip, Joe Vito, Jim Cox. A memorial to the late, great Johnny Frigo. There'll be a musician's memorial Saturday, October 13th, put together by Joe Vito after the Columbus Day Parade downtown at the Chicago Cultural Center, Saturday, October 13th. It should be a wonderful gathering and a wonderful event. Johnny also wrote songs. We're going to hear all three of his biggest hits, very different pieces, one from the other. The first being the greatest song that he wrote, the thing he was most proud of as a songwriter, recorded by at least 30 different artists. But I would think that the best, certainly the most well-known, is this recording by the great Billie Holiday. With a combo semi-identified. So we're just going to leave it at Billie Holiday and a combo. The song is Detour Ahead, and then we're going to go right into Johnny's own recording from 1997 with the aforementioned Joe Vito, Larry Gray on bass, and Johnny's own son, Rick Frigo, on drums. So two versions of Johnny Frigo's Detour Ahead.
Smooth road, clear day, but why am I the only one traveling this way. How strange the road to love should be so easy. Can there be a detour ahead? Wake up, slow down before you crash and break your heart. Gullible clown, you fool, you're headed in the wrong direction. Can't you see the detour ahead? The farther you travel, the harder to unravel the web. He spins around you. Turn back while there's time. Can't you see the danger sign? Soft shoulders surround you. Smooth road, clear night. Oh, lucky me that suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all this trouble. Smooth road, smooth road, no detour ahead. The farther you travel, the harder to unravel the web. He spins around you. Turn back while there's time. Can't you see the danger sign? Soft shoulders surround you. Smooth road, clear night. Oh, lucky me that suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all this trouble. Smooth road, no detour ahead, no detour ahead.
Thank you.
Detour Ahead, song by Johnny Frigo. He was cheated out of royalties for many, many years, and then I think it was a Lexus commercial, and I think in the end Johnny finally got some support and got some help on getting what was his due in the credits and in the royalties on that. We heard it first in a famous recording by Billie Holiday with a combo towards the end of her life, and then live at the 1997 Floating Jazz Festival recorded on the SS Norway in the Caribbean. Johnny himself on violin, Joe Vito, Larry Gray, and on drums, Johnny's son, Rick Frigo. Well, Johnny also wrote a song that probably is his most well-known in Chicago, and it's certainly appropriate in this year of 2007, but let's remember what happened back when it was written in 1969. We bring you, second only to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the Chicago Cubs singers from their well-known album, Cub Power. Well, I think the song tells you its own title in its lyrics.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel, no doubt about it, the Cubs are on their way. The Cubs are gonna pitch today, they're gonna hit today, they're gonna field today. Come what may, the Cubs are gonna thank you.
back, back. Hey, hey! Where's Jack Brickhouse when we need him? And who was that other guy anyway after Jack Brickhouse? I've already forgotten. Didn't he announce for the St. Louis Cardinals and then for the Chicago White Sox? I never understood how he could then become identified with Wrigley Field and the Chicago Cubs. I'm Andrew Patner. You're listening to Critical Thinking on 98.7 WFMT in Chicago. We're having a late-night cabaret here with music and performances of Johnny Frigo and in a little bit also John Wallowicz. But here's another song that Johnny wrote way back. It was recorded by a number of people, a number of very good people, and then had a second life or a third life when on the, now we can say, old television show Moonlighting, Sybil Shepherd did this number in this black and white fantasy episode. Here we're going to hear June Christie fronting the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Curious if William Russo did these arrangements. Maybe they're a little more mainstream, but certainly another great late Chicagoan, Bill Russo, was long identified with the Kenton Orchestra. Again, we'll let Miss Christie tell you the title of this song, another one that Johnny Frigo was very proud of.
Just how much can a good woman take? I told you I love you, now get out. There may be times when I need you, there's no doubt. Baby, now you're something I can do without. Leave your number and go on home, but don't wait with sandwiches by the phone. Told you I love you, now get out. Baby, please leave me be. You want a puppet and there's no strings on me. Get out, you can leave on the 518.
Great lyrics, great music. I told you I love you. Now get out. Maybe that could be the motto of late night edition of Critical Thinking. From the album Tampico, June Christie, the Stan Kenton Orchestra, another Johnny Frigo composition. Well, we're playing novelty numbers here, and here's one that is a novelty song perhaps, but it's also an extremely touching song, a wonderful bit of sociology. John Wallowicz was one of a kind. He grew up in poverty in an ethnic enclave in South Philadelphia, managed, though, through appearances on, I kid you not, the Lithuanian Furniture Company Radio Hour on station WHAT, what? In Philadelphia, where he sang So Help Me, Irving Berlin, as a debut, and eventually went on to Temple and Juilliard, became an important piano figure and teacher, wrote more than 2,700 songs for, among others, Blossom Dearie, Dixie Carter, etc. But he really was a great interpreter of his own music. Late in life, became a cabaret fixture along with his longtime partner and companion, Bertram Ross. You might know that name, and certainly you'd know his picture. Bertram Ross was a leading member of the Martha Graham Company back in the Martha Graham day, and also a choreographer as well as a dancer for that company. And I wish we could bring you some of the duets that Bertram and John did late in life, Night Train to Chicago and Frog and Toad. We'll do that on a later show. We just are going to bring you what we've got. But here was a guy who was just out there open. He was himself, a little bald fellow with big owl-like glasses, made no apologies for who he was, paid a lot of price for being an openly gay man back from the 50s on. But those weren't the issues for John Wolowitz. It was just making music, keeping people company late at night in cabaret as a performer and songwriter. And so here's Mary's Bar, and John will explain to you how the song came to be.
The Amtrak line outside of Rocky Mount, North Carolina, 3 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. I was there in a club car, made the acquaintance of a grandfather, a widower, who over the fourth or fifth late night martini told me this tale.
There was a little bar called Mary's. We used to congregate on summer nights there. The boys would stand and stare at each new customer. The war had ended, we were home. Home from the east, home from the west, home from the killing and the dying, home to the feast, home to the best, home to the thrilling and the lying. Men among men, that's who we were, men who had earned their decoration. Wasn't it fun? Yes, it was fun at Mary's Bar. I wore my gabardine to Mary's. I'd bathed and shaved and plucked my eyebrows smaller. The aqua velva burned, but I grew handsomer. Tonight I said I'll meet the one. One of the boys, one of the men, one of the heroes had to see me. One of the boys, one of the men, one of those lovers who might free me. Suddenly he whispered to me, "Hello, my friend," his dark eyes gleaming. Wasn't it love? Yes, it was love at Mary's Bar. Old-fashioned fantasies at Mary's. They all came true, and now my life was blooming. Who cared what people said? It's 1946. I had a lover. I was home. Home in his arms, home in his eyes, home in a furnished room I cherished, home in a dream, home in a prize, home in a time that quickly perished. Was I in love? I was in love. Hoping the world would fade around me, nothing could end. How could it end at Mary's Bar? Well... Each night he had to go to Mary's, and ugly jealousy would rage right through me. But oh, I loved him so. We ended every day conversing with those staring lads. Lads from the east, lads from the west, lads who were locked into illusion, lads of the right, lads of the left, lads loving every small delusion. There was my love spending each night telling them nothing is forever. What could I learn? Didn't I learn at Mary's Bar? Time passed. I asked the bartenders at Mary's. They hadn't seen him in a month of Sundays. And then a voice called out, "He's in Los Angeles!" I smiled, pretending that I knew. Pay for the drink. Don't try to think. Run to the nearest, darkest doorway. Cry for a week. Lie for a week. Never believe it won't be you away. Then as you walk, swear it again. You'll never have another lover. Wasn't it hell? Say your farewell to Mary's Bar. For years I haven't thought of Mary's. One day last week, I wandered to the village. When all at once it seemed the rain directed me to some remembered neighborhood. Where did it go? Nothing's the same. Where is the loving and the dreaming? Where are the boys? What was his name? Where is the lad with dark eyes gleaming? Who would I be? Would I be me? If we had only stayed together, wasn't it love? Yes, it was love. At Mary's ball.
John Wolowicz, the late great, accompanying himself on his own Mary's Bar. Wolowicz, W-A-L-L-O-W-I-T-C-H, John Wolowicz. That's from his album from the early 1980s, Back on the Town. Well, let's have another little concert with Johnny Frigo and friends. This is from an album that came out in the early 1990s, debut of a legend on the Chesky label, Joe Vito and Company, with some of the songs that really were regular favorites of all of us who made up the Monday night crowd at the various Toulouse bars downtown and then in Lincoln Park and elsewhere that Johnny would perform. We'll start off with Get Happy and I'm Old Fashioned.
Thank you.
Get Happy and I'm Old Fashioned, recorded by Johnny in his 80s. The fingers never left him. The mind never left him, that's for sure. From Debut of a Legend on the Chesky label with Joe Vito and other old friends. I think in many ways my favorite thing that Johnny would do was when things would just sort of have a lull between songs. I mean, sometimes he'd play the Meditation from Thais by Massenet or something else. But I think that the thing that I liked the most was when he would just start riffing on Fats Waller's Jitterbug Waltz. And when they were recording Debut of a Legend, my guess is it probably was the same thing. They were probably between recording sessions, and Johnny just decided to start playing this, and he went on for 6 minutes and 15 seconds. So here they are, Johnny Frigo and friends, Fats Waller's Jitterbug Waltz. Thank you. Johnny Frigo, the late great. We've been remembering some old friends, some dear friends. Johnny Frigo and another John, John Wallowicz. Dixie Carter, if you watch TV, which I don't, you might know this lady, Dixie Carter, from Designing Women? Was that what the show was called, Matt? Oh. Well, she also had chops and probably still does. And this is from an album that she did. Dixie Carter sings John Wallowicz live at the Carlisle. She's accompanied by John himself. We're going to hear that song in just a minute. I wish I could bring you John singing it or John and Bertram singing it together because it really is a very, very special love song. And it encapsulates a lot of what made John Wallowicz. Johnny Frigo and John Wallowicz, both home buddies, who both family men, but they like to keep people company in the wee small hours. And that's a very special kind of person, a very special kind of art form. Wonderful poets, literally, painters, literally, painters in sound, and holders of the emotional human hand. Want to thank Matt DeStefano for helping me put this program together and making it sound great. Want to thank our funders, Alphawood Foundation, and Draupner LLC, a Chicago-based private equity firm, as well as other friends of this program. Drop us a line. Let us know what you thought about this music or anything else that we do here on WFMT. Rentap, it's Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P at AOL.com. Dixie Carter, John Wallowicz, live at the Carlisle back in about 1989. John Song, This Moment. I'm Andrew Patner. We'll see you next week.
It takes a life to realize what life is all about.